This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free, take control of the airwaves as we launch into the third hour of the program. Doing a lot of foreign discussion tonight, international news coverage. Heavy focus on Venezuela in the first couple hours, but now we're shifting over across the Atlantic over to Europe, where there's a new so-called data protection law that's going into place. And by the way, joining you tonight in the studio here, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Now, I've been getting email after email after email from just about every damn website I've got an account on telling me about this new European data privacy thing, and I presumed it was something ridiculous that the government was shoving down the throats of businesses and consumers, but I actually have not yet taken the time to read about it. I've just been ignoring those emails. So, Chris, you have been reading about this because you are a privacy expert. You're a privacy fanatic.
I definitely follow any kind of privacy issue.
That's what you do. You run a company called ThinkPenguin.com, which actually sells privacy-oriented computer hardware.
Well, I mean, so we sell Linux computers or GNU Linux computers, which part of the focus is privacy, right? Like it's
yeah, but you've also got a private router, a VPN router.
Yeah, that's true. This is true. That was definitely privacy focused.
You actually won't, as I understand it, you won't sell a product unless it's got all free software based.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Open source, and it's, you know, you can look through the code.
Well, I mean, some of that's not necessarily privacy. It's there's practical reasons to do it, like support. If you don't,
yeah, but
have...
you want to know if there's like a back door or something like that. That's one of the reasons why you want to be able to look
through.
Good.
That's a good part of it. Yes, right? Absolutely.
So is your it's your concern for privacy that sort of is the motion behind a lot of what you do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't, if the Linux kernel, you know, if we didn't have the source code for that, it wouldn't be on my radar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
All right. So what's going on with this data privacy protection, whatever it's called?
So
and where's the story from?
So this is, the story is from locklore.com.
Locklore? Or Locklord?
Yeah. Locklord.
Oh, Locke, like the old author. Locke. Locke. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm not sure. What's interesting, so I think we've talked about this on this show, actually. If
the
I'm
data
not mistaken.
Thing? The European thing?
Didn't we?
I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
All I know is
I'm always
emails.
On the show with you, so yeah. Maybe it wasn't the show. Maybe it was Call to Freedom. I'm also on Call to Freedom, so maybe
that's
did
right.
there.
That's the weekday afternoon show on LRN.FM.
Yeah.
So this Locklord apparently is a law office of some sort.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's not. I'm not sure this is a typical news source.
It's an opinion. That's fine.
It's more of a how do you deal with this
from an attorney's perspective? If
yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
So basically, the title of the story is: Are we covered by the EU? GDPR, which stands for General Data Protection Regulation, a warning for U.S.-only businesses.
Okay.
So what's interesting about this is basically what they're saying is that even if you don't operate in Europe, your company could become liable if you fail to comply with this European law.
What?
I know. They don't understand this thing called jurisdiction. And basically what they're... Well, let's go into the story.
Jump into the article and then we can discuss it.
Yeah. I think I start going into this
stuff way
too much.
You got a lot to say. I know.
Yeah. All U.S. businesses need to pay attention to the law. I'm sorry. All U.S. businesses need to pay attention to the new and comprehensive EU-wide privacy law known as the General Data Protection Regulation, which takes effect on May 25th, 2018. So that's this month.
Yep.
With its greatly expanded compliance obligations, tough penalty regime, fines can be as much as 4% of a company's worldwide gross revenue. And extraterritorial applicability, even businesses licensed to sell only in the U.S. and with no operations in the EU whatsoever may nonetheless find that they are subject to the jurisdiction of the GDPR.
How?
let me continue, because it's basically this thing called the Nexus.
Huh.
Anyway, but let me continue. Or some, equivalent of it. Continuing to service policy sold in the U.S. to customers who later moved to the EU, for example, may raise issues regarding whether the company's activities bring it within the jurisdictions of the GDPR, which is designed to protect the personal data of individuals in the EU regardless of nationality. Basically, what they're saying here is if you buy something in the U.S. from a U.S. company that doesn't do business overseas,
yeah,
and you move to Europe, somehow you're going to magically be like under the umbrella of this law.
So if I go down to Route 101 Local Goods, and I buy something from Chris, the Thursday night co-host.
Yeah, the other Chris.
And then I travel to Europe.
Oh, and you don't even have to move there. Just visit.
Then Chris then has to comply with every European regulation because...
At least this
reasons?
One. Yeah, let me continue. The GDPR is a comprehensive reform of European data protection laws intended to strengthen online privacy rights and boost Europe's digital economy. It provides for a single set of rules for all organizations processing personal data from the EU, removing many of the inconsistencies across member states that have been associated with the Data Protection Directive. The extraterritorial scope of the GDPR is very broad, however, and will likely reach many U.S. businesses and other businesses, even though they do not have a presence in the EU. Generally,
so hold on before you go on, and maybe this gets into. I presume this gets into what they are
doing.
Oh
yeah,
doing
oh yeah, and this is the interesting part, and this is how you avoid the regulations. Maybe, and it's not even clear that you can even avoid them, because that's what this whole article is about. They're saying, even if you do all the things you need to in order to avoid the regulations, you may still be liable because one of your customers visits, not even moves, the EU.
Hmm. Now,
hold on. So this doesn't seem to go as far as what I was thinking of me buying a product from, you know, somebody here and then just traveling to the EU. I'm looking at a different article on this LockLord site where they give the scope of what this GDPR thing is. And apparently it has something to do with the data. So if somebody in the EU visits your website and you have cookies, then you're possibly getting data from that person and then would fall under to the jurisdiction.
Well, hold on. Let me keep reading, because that's not what they're saying here, and this seems to be how companies are actually interpreting it, from what I've seen. Let's see here. So where are we?
So the proposal here with this GDPR?
Yes,
GDPR is,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to take
General
it. I'm going to try to take
protection
it
regulation
from their perspective, from the government's perspective. I'm going to try to. My understanding here is, all right, well, we've got all these different privacy laws in these different European nations, and we need to make it all the same so people can understand. We need to make it simple. So they're basically going to wipe out any privacy policies that already exist and put in a one-size-fits-all government mandate?
No. That's not what they're doing. They're simply saying, you know, this is the minimum that you have to do at least this much, and you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you can still have other, like,
you can be more stringent.
Right, more stringent privacy policy.
But at the minimum, they're going to enforce this same policy on everybody in the EU and now the rest of the world.
And it doesn't matter if you're a small business that has basically no employees, or I shouldn't say no employees, has no online presence, or if you have an online presence.
You must comply.
You must comply. Yeah.
So if you don't have an online presence, then how are you getting internet activity and tracking cookies if you don't have a website?
If you have a computer and you have a database and you enter information into that database when they make purchases like credit cards or whatever, you would theoretically have to comply with how you handle that data.
With what will likely be onerous regulations. Will
right.
not be easy
erroneous
to comply with.
Absolutely. I mean, you basically have to hire some lawyers to interpret the regulations and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. I mean,
so basically every small business is just going to shut down because they can't afford to hire lawyers to tell them.
I mean, something along that line, or they'll just ignore it. I mean, if they don't operate in Europe, I can't imagine if European government gets a, you know, something, I forget what they call it, but If they fine you, for example, mm-hmm. that the U.S. government, a judgment, that the U.S. government is going to be able to, enforce it here.
All right, let's talk more about, there's more of the story coming up here in moments on what all this means and how it affects, maybe, people in the United States. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us right here on the radio. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord, on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. We're focusing on some international stories tonight. The GDPR, That's a lot of letters.
Yeah. Apparently, it's General something. Data Protection Act.
Yeah.
Or regulations.
Right. The claim is that the European government is somehow going to help you increase your privacy. The very same organization that is likely invading your privacy with, you know, their equivalent of the NSA.
They had a law in Europe that requires businesses to log your, like, what websites you visit.
The internet service providers are logging that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I believe that was overturned, but they passed this law, and they were for a while. It was it's called the data retention, some sort of data retention, I think is the way it was phrased. Yeah, it's absolutely absurd.
So you can't have any privacy from the government, but they are very concerned with how the corporations, which, of course, the government's also a corporation, but that's another story, how those evil corporations are treating your data. And so they're going to force a set of regulations across all EU companies, no matter what size, no matter how burdensome these requirements are. And now you're saying, according to an attorney's interpretation, that this may apply to U.S. businesses, even if they don't have operations
solely
in the EU.
Solely U.S. businesses, businesses that do not have any operations in the EU.
Yeah.
So no bank accounts, no people there, still applicable.
So somebody coming to the Free Talk Live website from the EU, would the argument then be that Free Talk Live?
Absolutely, because you broadcast to people in Europe.
Well, we don't broadcast to people in Europe, but we have an internet stream.
You have a connection with a company
accessed.
That broadcasts over satellite to people in Europe, thereby creates a nexus.
Technically, we do not have a satellite signal in Europe, but somebody in Europe could visit our website. Somebody in Europe could listen to our show. They could download our podcast. They could listen to our live stream. And eventually we will have a satellite in Europe, but either way.
If there's anything, if you use words anywhere like Europe or you put money in let me continue with this, right?
Let's hear more about this.
Yeah. So the GDPR also applies to businesses and other businesses not established in the EU if they process the personal data of individuals who are in the EU when offering them goods or services. So if you allow people to sign up for
we have a forum.
Sign up for a forum, and you then provide them some sort of service, which would be the forum, right? You theoretically would have to comply with this.
Somebody in Europe could join the AMP program.
They could.
Right.
They could. Well, I mean, I'm not complying. I'm just going to let you know right now.
Yeah.
I can go to pound sand, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you know, the question is whether or not it's really going to be enforceable. And I suspect probably not, unless you have a bank account or something that when
they
get
grab.
A judgment against you, right, that they, in Europe, that they can actually get.
Right. Now, you have a distribution center in the UK, correct?
So,
thinkpenguin.com.
Interestingly, sort of, yeah. So we're going to be restructuring, and I've already eliminated all words Europe, EU, UK from our website.
Well, the UK is exiting the EU, but that hasn't happened yet,
right? This is true.
Okay.
We literally went through and eliminated any connection to Europe.
Yeah, but if somebody in Europe wants to buy your product, are you going to refuse to ship?
No, but we're restructuring.
Okay.
So they can't seize anything from us. They cannot get a judgment on us.
What about the shipping warehouse?
Didn't
you
US.
Have an entire warehouse in the UK that somebody ships products from?
I didn't
mention that on here. I'm not saying something you haven't said
on here. No. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yep.
So are you going to restructure that to Africa?
We are restructuring it so you do not have to comply with this.
So I'm just curious. You don't have to say if you don't want to reveal business secrets or whatever, but to where are you going to move? Because what you've said on the air before is having it in the UK reduces the amount of costs that you guys are involved in shipping
basically it comes down to the amount of time that it takes to get stuff to people in the UK and taxes and stuff. So there are some things that we can do to work around that, I believe.
Are you going to close that operation? Because otherwise they'll seize your place, right?
That would be correct. Yeah.
So what exactly
So they just put people out of a job. I want to point this out here.
Yes, there was a few people in Europe that will be no more.
Yeah. The European government, in the one guy we know who has a nexus of activity in Europe, they've already killed those jobs. How many other people are going to lose their jobs over this as this exodus happens?
So You've talked about, you know, how they're determining who has to comply, but what exactly do they have to comply with?
Oh, God, I don't have any idea. It's got to be ridiculous.
I'm not a lawyer, but...
You've got a lawyer's opinion in your head.
Well,
does the lawyer
it.
Not
this,
specify?
This talks about who has to comply, not how to comply.
But have you looked
at it?
There's
a difference.
Have you looked at it as a business owner with a so-called nexus in the EU?
There's
right
a
now,
lot of legal words, and I have read over some of it, but honestly, you get two different opinions on how to comply.
Sure.
So,
like an attorney who wants you to hire him.
Yeah, exactly. Opinion. Some people are like, oh, you don't have to do anything. But then if you look at like what it says...
Mm-hmm.
Does not look like that to me, and it does not look like that to the lawyers.
So the article that I have here, again, it's from this same law website, this locklord.com.
Who may indeed want you to hire him to help you through the
possibly,
process.
Possibly, but he
could be biased.
You know, they've got a section in this article about these regulations titled Scope.
Okay.
And it says the GDPR will apply to any use of personal data arising in connection with either the offering of a good or service to individuals located in the EU, whether for payment or not, mm-hmm. or the monitoring of behavior of EU-based individuals. This is a significant change to the scope of previous legislation and has the effect of focusing the legislation on the individuals whose data is being utilized as opposed to the organizations utilizing the data, and encompassing the tracking of individuals' EU-based internet activity, whether via a website or an app, i.e. any worldwide business which uses tracking cookies or retrieves app usage information in respect of EU-based activity will now be caught. Says the location of data processing equipment is no longer a determining factor, and that's where all of this stuff that Chris has been talking about. But again, if there's a mom-and-pop company, as I'm reading this, if there's a mom-and-pop company in the U.S. that happens to sell something to somebody in Europe, but that company does not have a website and does not in any way monitor anybody's internet traffic, I don't see how they could be construed to have to comply with keeping internet data on somebody that does not visit a non-existent website.
Right, but it doesn't necessarily, it applies to data. It doesn't necessarily apply to a website specifically. So if you process data like credit cards, you would have to comply.
So if somebody visiting Keene, New Hampshire from from France, and sure, they go and they buy a taco using U.S. dollars, and then they go back to France, and the place that they bought a taco from in Keene, New Hampshire, does not have a website, then you're saying that because somebody uses a credit card and somebody from the European Union made a purchase from them, the EU government is now saying you have to track every piece of information from everybody?
That's how a lot of people are reading it, yeah.
According to eSecurityPlanet.com, complying with the GDPR is a so-called huge undertaking. We'll see if we can get a little bit more about what that means. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In another week, we'll be committing civil disobedience as far as the EU GDPR, which is a data privacy, supposed privacy regulation that's coming out over in the EU. If you're on the internet at all and you have accounts anywhere, you've probably seen emails coming to you about, here's how we're complying with the GDPR. There's a lot of notices that have been going out. I don't know if that's one of the compliance requirements, is that they have to send a damn notice out. But I've been getting notices from all kinds of places.
I want to say something. I've been getting notices from companies that we do business with that operate in the EU or have a connection to the EU, and now we have to be compliant as a result of that. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. We will probably no longer be able to do business with that company.
Wow. So they're saying that because we have to be compliant with this company you're talking about, based in the EU, they're telling you...
They're not based in the EU. They're based in Hong Kong, and they have some sort of subsidiary or operation. God. Actually, they don't even have a subsidiary. They basically rent server space in Europe.
And they're saying, because of that, now you, because we do business with you, we want you to be compliant as well?
Yes.
Wow. You've got a story from an attorney here, Chris, that you've been sharing with us about this. And I do want to, before we go on, mention ForkFest. It's coming up, and it's coming up fast. We're about a month away, actually, about 4 weeks from now. We're going to be at Rogers Campground. We're going to be in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire for the second annual decentralized Liberty Camping Festival. And why do I say decentralized? Well, because historically there have been centralized Liberty Camping Festivals, or a camping festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been around now. It's in its 15th year this year, so yes. Kudos to them for making it so long. That sort of started somewhat disorganized and got more and more organized over time, and some would argue got too organized and sort of, you know, has come down from its original, from its peak. Now, of course, nothing lasts forever. Nothing's going to stay at its peak forever, and so it's, you know, these are the natural cycles of things. And one of those natural cycles is when a group becomes too large, you see schisms happen, or forks, as they've been called in the world of cryptocurrency. So we've embraced the idea of the schism or the fork, and now there's a whole festival that is a decentralized festival where there's no tickets, there's no organizers, there's no board of directors. It's up to the individual. It's up to you what you do there. So if you just want to hang out with other libertarians and voluntarists in this campground, cool, do that. If you want to create something for others to do, you can do that too. Daryl, you're putting on some athletic events. You're going to also throw a party. One of our former co-hosts, Jay Noon, is going to get married. And I think I saw Patrick from Liberty.menu, he put up something called like a mesh networking event. I did not actually look at it, but there's going to be some kind of mesh networking, either seminar or actual like something happening. If you don't know what mesh networking is, it's an interesting concept, and you can learn more about it at ForkFest. So that's another one that's been announced. We've seen people announcing that they're planning on doing vending. There's a taco vendor that's going to be
somebody
there.
Doing something that is called a walking taco that apparently is more portable than a regular taco. I don't know how you can make tacos more portable.
It's all going to end up in the same place, as far as I'm concerned. It's going to be in my mouth at some point, and then eventually there. But yes, and I'm looking forward to it because I'm already hungry for tacos right now. But so tacos, and I think Will Coley has announced, I don't know if he's announced it anywhere but his show, but Will's going to be doing cooking there as well. So there's going to be at least two food vendors there for ForkFest. Again, this is a brand new event. It's year number two. Last year was the first year of the decentralized Liberty Camping Festival. It was called different things last year. This year we're calling it ForkFest, and you can go to forkfest.party to learn more. That's an unofficial site because, again, nothing's official when it comes to ForkFest, so you want to start your own website, go right ahead. There's a couple different chat rooms out there already, which the ForkFest Telegram chat is very busy. There's a lot of people talking in there pretty much every single day. There are also forum posts on the ForkFest forums, which is part of the Shire forums. There's a sub-forum there with all these ForkFest posts about what's going to be happening there. And again, it's pretty small. I don't know how many people are going to show up. We have no idea. There's no ticket sales. You just got to register your campsite with Rogers Campground. And
or pay $5 entrance fee.
If you want to stay off the site, right. You want to stay at a hotel nearby or something like that. Although Rogers does have a motel on site. There's also RV sites for those of you who want to do the RV thing. So different options for staying there. And I think last year there was maybe a couple dozen people who went. So it sounds like there's going to be at least a few dozen folks there this time around. I think there's going to be more people this year than last year because we've done a lot more promoting this year than last year. I know you've blogged about it over at thinkpenguin.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've blogged about it over at Free Keen. Will's promoting it on a Call to Freedom. We got Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's promoting it on his YouTube channel. So there are at least several different venues.
It seems like there's probably going to be at least 100 people there. I mean, if a guesstimate.
That could be an optimistic guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see 100, but you know, we don't have any way of measuring it. It's just going to have to be eyeballing the campground.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just basing it off of, you know, people participating and saying they're going to go, and the number of people based on the number of people attending.
There's at least two
rooms
dozen in the chat room.
A day. Right,
yeah,
right.
There's at least two
dozen. I think it's up to 30, isn't it? Now?
Maybe. It might be.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so we got a month.
Well, one thing that I really like is there are competing calendars.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two calendars, at least.
Yeah, so somebody created one on Google. And then the aforementioned Patrick created one on Liberty.menu.
Yeah, so I don't think the same things are on both calendars. I think there might be some crossover. But
there is some crossover.
Yeah, so you will probably have to check more than one calendar if you want to really be in the know about what's happening.
Yes.
And also the ForkFest forum. And that might frustrate some people, in which case maybe you don't belong at ForkFest. So we'll see you there, hopefully. It's June 14th through the 18th. If I didn't mention that, I don't think I did. June 14th through the 18th. It's 5 days. It's right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so if you want to make a big stay out of it, you can stay for 11 whole days up there at Rogers Campground and go to both of those things. But you got to buy a ticket if you're going to go to ForkFest. There's no tickets for ForkFest. ForkFest.party is the website, a website, and that'll link you over to the Telegram chat, the ForkFest forum, and more. And we will all be there. When are you showing up for Think Penguin?
I don't know exactly what dates. You know, I'm definitely planning to attend ForkFest.
Okay.
It
starts on a Thursday.
Yeah. It's
Thursday, we're not going to be here on Friday. So
yeah, right.
If you're in Keene on Friday, you're not going to be on the show.
And we're still discussing what to do on that Thursday.
Yeah, we haven't decided whether we want to do the live Free Talk Live from Keene and then have Daryl come up Friday while me and Mark go and like set up the remote studio at Rogers on Thursday. So we'll get it all figured out as things get closer. But we want to see you there at forkfest.party. Go there and learn more. Again, it's just a month away at this point. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to remind people again that last year, we had the same number of people that were killed by gun violence as the auto fatalities and also
now, does that include police? All the police who shoot people as well, the gun violence statistics?
I'm assuming so. I think that's 37,000 is all of the gun-related shooting deaths combined.
Gun-related shooting deaths, okay. Well, now wait. So sometimes when the cops say alcohol-related vehicle accident, that can mean that somebody had a bottle of Jim Beam in the trunk. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the person was drunk when the accident happens, but it's still alcohol-related because there was alcohol in the car. So
gun-related could also include self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
Suicides,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's both intentional and accidental self-inflicted.
Right. There was a guy recently who was supposedly doing a gun safety lesson with a friend who ended up shooting his friend during a gun safety lesson here in Keene.
That's right.
So not everything is a purposeful shooting. But are you proposing that guns be banned, Sarah?
Oh, you know, I have no particular feelings with a gun because I've never really had any dealings with it. I'm just bringing this up because I'm more afraid of cars. You know what I'm saying?
So why are you bringing up guns?
I was just about to ask if you would propose banning cars.
No, I mean, we need to have cars.
We just need a license. Oh, wait, no, they did that already.
The death rate for diabetes was 25 people per 100,000. Death rate for cancer was 185 per 100,000. Heart disease, 196 per 100,000. 12 per 100,000.
Yeah, that didn't even show up on the radar.
A lot. Hey, thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. 855, 450, free like freedom, and it's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us in the remaining moments, which are right now, is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go there and get signed up with a credit card, with PayPal, with Bitcoin Core. And we appreciate it because it's money that we can invest into the show. We can, for instance, buy advertisements and industry publications. Mark and I are going to be going to the Talkers Convention in just a couple few weeks.
Yeah, that's, what, June 8th?
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I keep confusing it with the ACLU dinner, which is June 3rd. But
yes.
So, yeah, it's coming up in like 3 weeks. And, these are things we do to kind of press the flesh, schmooze with the industry bigwigs, remind them that we're still here, still doing our show after, 15 years or something like that. And so you can help us do these things and reach out to new listeners, get new radio stations on board. The reason why we've got over 185 radio stations, most of those stations are on board because of the AMP program, because listeners like you have decided to step up for $5 a month. That's not a whole lot. And get some cool perks and help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. The perks include things like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat rooms on the Discord, and more. Go and get all the details over at AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the GDPR, and I pulled up a story here because I was looking, because some of the questions was, well, what does this mean? Like, what does this require?
Right.
Without actually having to go in and read the 99 articles, by the way, that's how many of them there are in this GDPR. So for those of you who want to be compliant, well, you either hire attorneys or get reading 99 articles. Now, I don't know how many pages that translates
to. Is that the whole legal body of text that you're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay, so 99 pages of legal text.
No, I didn't say 99 pages. I said 99 articles.
Does that mean it's more pages than that?
I don't know how many articles can fit on a page or...
It sounds to me like an article would be the European version of a section to legislation here.
Yeah.
Section 1475 : 2-this-... fill in the blank.
I clicked on a couple, and they fit on a page. So maybe some of them are longer than a page, maybe others aren't. I'm not going to go through all 99 to find out. But here's a brief summary from eSecurity Planet. How to comply with GDPR. What it requires. The GDPR is designed to protect the personal data of EU citizens. And to do so, it regulates how such data is collected, stored, processed, and destroyed. The definition of personal data is extremely broad. It includes names, addresses, and bank details, but also data related to religion, race, mental or physical characteristics, and even IP addresses, web cookies, contacts, and mobile device IDs, if they identify an individual. Perhaps most importantly, the territorial scope of the law is very broad. Article 3 of GDPR states that a company anywhere in the world is subject to GDPR if it processes the personal data of anyone residing in the EU. Which is basically what you were telling us tonight.
Well, he was also saying that if somebody from France comes to the U.S. and pays cash to a mom-and-pop business...
If you're processing the personal data of that person.
Right. Chris made it sound like if you accept cash from somebody from France, and you do not take any of their information, but you process a credit card of somebody.
I think you misunderstood.
You said something about a credit card being processed by somebody else.
I said nothing about credit cards.
There was a miscommunication. I think
kept mentioning credit cards, and I said if they take
their name in any kind, like their credit card or any kind of name, if they pay cash, that theoretically would make
most businesses aren't taking the names of their customers who pay cash, but
there are a lot of restaurants now. Can I get a name for that order?
He's right.
But are they storing that information?
Who in the blue hell knows? Probably not. Probably right. But they
so you mean
the
like Starbucks? Like Starbucks? Where
I've gone to fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Where they've said, can we have a name for the order? That way, instead of calling out order
seven, right?
Order for Frederick Bastiat.
So it's
printed on the receipts usually. So I would say they probably are. They are probably storing it.
It doesn't matter if your company has no offices or employees in the EU, or even if no transactions are carried out in the EU. If you process an EU citizen's personal data, then you need to comply with a GDPR or face the financial consequences. Which, of course, shouldn't really be much unless you've got a bank account for them to seize in the EU, like you were talking about. Complying with the GDPR is a huge undertaking, but it's important to understand that it's a business project rather than just an IT or security project. The IT department can help ensure data integrity and security, but new business processes may be needed to put into place to ensure that individuals can access their own data.
Restructure yourself outside of the EU.
That privacy is built into all systems and services, and that all other obligations of the regulation can be fulfilled. So it says here that the person has to be able to access their own data, which would mean that if a company is taking the name, like you're talking about, Daryl, for their pizza, you know, some local mom and shop pizza, they store that information. If they were going to comply, they'd have to give the customer access to their own data their system.
You're not going to get access to the log files on a server somewhere. I'm sorry, but your only choice is basically going to be to disable logging, which is a security issue. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
It's insane. The good news, they claim here, is that GDPR compliance isn't just about satisfying some unseen European bureaucrat. Companies that study their data model and take the time to understand what they have may well end up being able to manage that data throughout its life cycle much more efficiently. It's unlikely that any but the very smallest companies will be able to achieve this manually, so GDPR compliance will very likely necessitate the use of automated processes and other enterprise technologies. I'm not sure there was any good news in that paragraph. Did you hear good news there?
I mean, they're basically saying if you're a small business, you're not going to be compliant, and we can come after you and put our finger on you to smother you anytime we want.
The bad news is that while GDPR compliance is occupying a huge amount of IT time and resources, it's not the only regulation in town. While GDPR compliance is important, it's vital not to forget about the other compliance and data privacy regulations that may apply to your organization, and then they provide a link to whatever the heck those are.
Do you alert people when you visit your website that there's a cookie being used? Because that's one of them, you're not in compliance with other EU regulations.
So the article here that I have pulled up from that other lawyer guy, Lord Locke, or Locke Lord, they have something titled Data Protection Officer. processors processing a significant volume of data or processing sensitive data may be required to appoint a data protection officer, DPO. The DPO will be responsible for monitoring the data processing activities of the businesses and ensuring their compliance with the GDPR. It's expected that certain businesses may voluntarily appoint a DPO to help demonstrate an adoption of best practice procedures and strengthen any defense to regulatory investigation. So, job creation here, Ian, you were talking about how it's going to cost jobs. They're creating jobs because now you're going to have to hire a DPO.
Unless the company shuts up their shop and moves out of the area, which is what you're talking about doing with thinkpenguin.com. 12 steps to GDPR compliance. Don't worry, all these companies are ready to help you. Even Microsoft has created an assessment tool to see which stage you've reached in your compliance effort and what steps you need to do next. The GDPR is made up of 99 articles that provide a detailed description of the regulation, and since every organization is different, it's impossible to provide an exact prescription that will guarantee your organization is in compliance. That's why they want you to hire an attorney. There are general guidelines that anyone can follow, however, and the ICO has produced a document. That's not the cryptocurrency ICO. That's the Information Commissioner's Office from the UK. Has produced a document recommending 12 steps that should be taken to fulfill general GDPR compliance.
Well, and maybe the GDPR should have an ICO and then just wind up, like 90% of the other things that have an ICO and just wind up disappearing.
Yeah, and then they go through. I'm not going to read these steps. It's just, here's some boring crap that you got
to
do.
I'd love to read these last few things here.
Please.
What would make you comply or would make you have to comply?
Okay.
Use of language of an EU member state. If the language is different than the language of business in your home state, use of the currency of an EU member state, use of a top level domain of an EU member. Some of these are not too bad, but mention of customers based in EU member state. So if you mention that you have EU, adapters for your computer,
you're
available.
Saying these things mean you have to comply.
You would have to comply.
Okay.
Target advertising to consumers in an EU member state. A key question for businesses may well be to the extent to which they offer goods or services to U.S.-based customers who later move to the EU, whether such services are offered through their website or other means. So in other words, you don't have to do any business with EU people in the EU to have to comply with this. Simply, if somebody comes from Europe here and then they go back to Europe, theoretically they're saying you're within their jurisdiction.
And you're a privacy nut, basically, and you're saying this is crazy.
This is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Check out more Chris over at thinkpenguin.com. He's got a blog there occasionally, and more importantly, privacy-related computer hardware. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Disobey.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.